assistance. Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Kingsley Ogudere. And man, I am excited. We are kicking off the show today with a guest that's been on the show before. Man, this guy is truly a phenomenal athlete. So with no further ado, I'm just going to let you guys go ahead and get introduced. In fact, I'm going to let him introduce himself, you know, because I know him as Lolo, but you might not know him because he is off to, last time he was here, he was on his way to college. Now he's already there, and we're going to find out how things are going. Welcome, Lolo, to the show. How you doing, Lolo?
What's going on, man? I've been good. How you doing?
Oh, man. You know, it's wonderful, man. You know, for those people that may not be familiar with you, man, please, you know, give them your full name. And I want you to say it so I don't butcher your name, because I know how it is. I have a hard name to say myself. So yeah, please.
My name's Khalil Tom, offensive lineman here at USC. Freshman, early enrollee, and I'm coming from Arbison High School.
All right, we had a little bit of an audio thing. It sounded like a robot here for a minute, so I'm not sure what happened. Let me make sure it's not on my end and turn these things down. Make sure that we get you right, please. If you don't mind, Lolo, just to repeat that. You know, I heard that you're Lolo, that you USC, but I didn't hear the rest.
Yeah, all good. My name is Galolo Taanga. I'm an offensive lineman here at USC. And I'm an early enrollee freshman, and I'm coming from Archbishop Reardon High School.
Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome, man. And you heard he's an early enrollee. You know, so this boy, man, he couldn't wait to get down there and get it started. You know, he said, man, let me at the gridiron. So he's already at school getting it in, man. So, Lolo, the big thing that everybody is going to ask is going to, I know, you know, the big transition from high school to college. Man, how are you finding the transition academically as well as athletically? How are you finding it, man?
You know, academically, it's not really much of a worry. I mean, I know you should be student first and then athlete, as the saying goes. But, you know, you get a lot of help here, a lot of support with all the tutors and all your counselors, and, you know, building a relationship with the professors really helps as well. So, you know, it's not really much of a big deal for me academically. And athletically, you know, since I've been here, we've been working in the weight room. We've been getting field work in, you know. I know you heard if I put on 30, 35 pounds since I've gotten here, and things have been going great, man. All you got to do is just put the work to it.
Man, yeah, yes, I did hear. I was like, wow. You know, man, you were already, you know, solid. And now I'm like, you know, by the time you're done, you're going to be like The Rock, you know. What's been the biggest surprise for you so far, man?
You know, not that many surprises. You know, I got a lot of things that I expected. As far as the work, you know, it's still the same thing. You know, we still work from where I'm from. You know, you just work over here, man. You just keep working and working, grinding every day. Sun down, sun up, you know. We there working.
I know you are, man. Can you walk us through your typical day? What is a typical day for you like?
Yeah, so we start workouts at 6 in the morning. I wake up around 4:30 in the morning just to get my mind right, lock in for workouts. And then I hop in the hot tub, you know, stretch out before workouts. You know, you got to get your body right. And these college workouts, you know, it's no joke. And then after workouts, we lift, and then we hit the field. About around like 7:45, 8, we'll finish, and then grab some breakfast, a big breakfast. You know, you got to replenish your body after the workouts. And then we got class to around 1 or 12. And then after those classes, you get to go back and get some more food, another meal, you know, replenish your body again. You got to keep your body fueled up. And then right after that, we got meetings, and then we got PRP on the field with coaches, and then we got walkthroughs. And then depending on your schedule, if you have a tutor or not, if you need help with work, then you'll get some tutors work in. And then that's about it. You head to your apartment, and then you're done for the day. And then you get ready for the next.
Wow, it sounds like a full day's a full days full of action.
Yeah. Yep. No days off, man.
Man. You know, people think that football players, that you just got it made. You just show up one day and just play the game. And it's not like that. There's a whole lot that goes on behind the scenes from what you're talking about, right?
Yep. Everybody's working as a team. You know, USC, we're all about family here. We all move as one, you know. Our O-line coach said we move as a Trojan wall. So you got to keep that mindset wherever you go.
Now tell me, what's been your favorite part about, being at USC so far?
There's a lot of favorites since I've been here. I mean, I say building new relationships with like your coaches, your professors, you meet new people, and then work again, man. You know, I'm all about that work.
Now, as a freshman, how do you balance your schedules and the demands of football? How are you able to balance it so far?
Before I came to USC, I was taught by someone to be a sponge, man. You know, I took that deep. You know, you gotta soak everything in and, think about it. And then you just gotta keep working. Like I said before, you're gonna have your support. You know, it's gonna be hard days, but one hard day, you can't let that ruin you, man. You gotta keep that motor going if you wanna get to where you wanna go. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I definitely get it. You know, it takes a lot of hard work to get things done. And sometimes not everybody sees that, the next thing that I'm going to ask you is, how about mentorship? I know you mentioned, the coaches and how, you guys move as a, one unit and as a family. How do you find it so far in terms of their mentorship? Do you have a favorite mentor, or how are you finding the coaches? Are they hands on, and how do you find it so far?
Yeah, what I'm first trying to do, like if I ever need help or if I'm struggling with like football or whatever it is, I reach out to the coaches myself. And then, I'm sure you guys know, like the collegiate level, coaches are busy. You know, they got things to handle, but they're always going to be there for you. And then you got more – after that, you got more people to lean on. You got, like, the older guy, like Jonah Monheim. He was a tackle before. He was really good, but due to his size, he had to move to center. And I said, man, he has, like, one of the highest IQs in football. So I try to hang around him. Being around those kind of guys, the older guys, they'll get you right. Like, get you in the right mindset of being a college football player,
Now, what's been your most challenging aspect so far in terms of adjusting?
I say the first 3 to 4 weeks, I said the weight room, I was really undersized for my position, coming in at 260 pounds. I was really undersized compared to the other kids that were in here. They're all like 300 pounds and up already. So I'm playing catch up now, but putting on 35 pounds really helped me. So we're just going to keep the wheel rolling from there. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you mentioned, putting on the 30 pounds. How were you able to do it? Like, what kind of diet are you, having? How were you able to kind of put on that body mass?
Jeez, man. I don't think you want to know that one, man. we like a... Like I said before, we have a bunch of meals. We have like 4 to 5 meals a day.
Wow.
And then we have like lifts in the morning. We got workouts. So even though you're eating a lot, your body's still going to be like, you're going to need that fuel because you are around campus all day. You worked out like 3 to 4 times a day. So that's the main thing that's got me to 35 pounds.
Now, we're going to continue with you in a moment, but before we go on a quick break here, I want to know, like, you're in Los Angeles, man, and you're away from the comforts of your childhood surroundings,
Yeah.
Now, how are you able to unwind? What do you do to unwind and relax?
Like I said before, we move as one, so I kind of just hang out with the online, man. You know, during the weekends, those are the only times we have days off. Maybe not even the weekend. You know, we only have like Sunday off. We'll all just, you know, take a break and go grab a bite, come back to the room, you know, rest up and as much as you can. Sometimes I hop on the game, you know, playing my PlayStation with my family back home. But that's about it. You know, you don't really get free time to unwind. It sounds stressful, but you know, once you get the wheel rolling, you're gonna have fun. You know, it's just a part of the journey. You know, you gotta just keep working at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is Real Talk with Kingsley Ogudiri. We are talking with the, you know, USC, you know, phenom freshman that is just the early enrollee that is getting it done. You know, Mr. Lolo Taga. And we'll be right back. So stay tuned and hit that like button and subscribe. And we'll be right back with more Real Talk. Welcome, welcome back to Real Talk with Kingsley Ogudiri. And we have the one and only Lolo Taga with us, the USC freshman. And of course, he's given us the insights on what it's like to be a USC Trojan. How are you doing, Lolo?
Going on, man. I'm doing good. How are you?
All right, man. I'm glad that you're joining us. Please hang in there with us. I know you got a busy schedule. The way that you describe your days, man, I'm glad that you made time to squeeze us in tonight, man. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, man.
You know, speaking of pressure, man, like, how do you handle the pressure and expectations that come with being, you know, a standout player like yourself and at an institution like USC? How do you handle, you know, the pressures that come with playing football, like I said, at a prestigious university like USC? How are you handling it so far?
You know, as I mentioned before, you know, we used to work, but at the same time, you got a good family, like crowd right behind you to every step you take throughout this whole journey. So you don't really have that much pressure until, you know, you're up there as a starter or maybe, you know, as a coach or whatever you want to do at USC. So I still got work to do to be able to say I have pressure on my shoulders, but, you know, it's getting there.
Now, what's been something memorable that you can share with us that, you know, and your time with USC right now? What's been, you know, something funny, some stories, something with your teammates?
Yeah, no, you know, our O-line coach is funny as hell, man. He's from the South, you know, he's from Oklahoma. So it's kind of funny to be around him, you know, with his action and everything, but he'll try to mess around with his players. Like we'll go golfing one day and he'll try flaming us and we'll be like, oh, coach, them old hips of yours won't be no justice for you, man. And, you know, we all start laughing. You know, that's my guy right there, though. So we all have a good time. And, you know, yeah, that's about it. You know, we have a lot more memories to share. I can't remember which ones, you know, but that's probably one of the best ones.
I know how it can be with, you know, with your teammates, man. It's a lot of good times.
Yeah.
What are some goals that you have for yourself, as a freshman coming in? You know, what are your goals and, you know, individually and team wise?
Individually, you know, I want to keep working on myself since I'm still new to the game. You know, this is coming to be my second season as a football player at USC, or football player ever, actually. You know, I still have a lot to learn in the game of football. You know, I'm still learning everything, every day as I go. So, you know, there's still a lot more to learn. So as a team, you know, there's a lot of things, shoot. But the main focus for me is I just want to be able to have that team chemistry. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to go march down that field and score touchdowns as a team, you know, on the same page. Like I said, as a Trojan wall before. So that's just my main goal as a team.
Now, as a student athlete, you know, especially at a prestigious university like USC, how are you, you know, able to prioritize, you know, your academics with your football so far? You know, how has that balance been for you?
You know, as I mentioned before, you know, building a relationship with your peoples here at a school or whatever school you go to, you know, building the relationships is probably going to be the most important thing when you get here, man. You know, building a relationship with your professors, you know, they might not like seem to be the nicest people in the world, but professors love when you guys get to meet each other and when you show some that extra effort that normally students would do or like, you know, normal college football players would do. And then, like I said before, you know, you get the support system here. You got tutors, you got counselors, you got advisories, you know, man, you get all the help you need here. So there's no reason for you to have struggles here, you know, at any school you go to, because you got help everywhere you go, man.
Now, what advice would you give, you know, to high school athletes that aspire to be at your level where you are now? What type of advice would you give them, especially someone like yourself that you mentioned being new to the game of football itself, which is incredibly phenomenal to begin with. But what advice would you give to high school athletes that would like to play collegiate level at this high level that where you are now?
Yep. You know, one thing I could say is just have that humble working mentality, man. You know, everywhere here, you got high level athletes here, you know, 4 or 5 stars, you know, whatever stars you are, that don't matter until you get here, man. Like, you know, it's going to show on the field, you know, all the work that you put in. So you got to have that working mindset once you get here, once you step foot onto the field or in the weight room, you know, you got to win. You got to want to win whatever it takes, man.
Now, looking ahead for the rest of the season, what are you most excited about?
Man, I just want to get on that field, Kingsley. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get on that field, you know, toss some bodies around.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, if you can give one piece of advice before we get to, you know, our free for all, where we just kind of sit back and you tell me what's going on and we just chat about, you know, daily events. But, you know, what piece of advice would you give to incoming freshmen, you know, like that want to play football? You know, what would it be? Like, if you can just give them one piece of advice, say, hey, do this or be on the lookout for this, what advice would you give them?
You know, like I said before, you know, just simple things like, you know, have that working mentality, stay humble, be the best version of yourself as much as possible as you can, like around campus, you know. Once you start doing those things and connect the dots together, you start to meet new people and things start to go your way. You just got to trust the process, man. It's all the process. It's not about the destination or where you want to go. Like I said in our previous podcast talk, you know, it's not about the destination. It's all about the journey. That's the beautiful thing of it, you know?
That is fantastic. That is fantastic, man. I want to thank you for, you know, having us grill you on the Real Talk. You know, we like to have these one-on-one sessions where we kind of get insights. Now, this is the fun part where we get to talk about, you know, the news and what's going on around the world and sports and, you know, just kind of on a fun level. You're in, yep, Los Angeles, and I must ask, you know, the Lakers. How do you find the Lakers right now? Like, you know, I know you're a basketball guy too. So, how do you find the Lakers, and what's their situation? What do you think?
You know, I can't really talk on that. I mean, I haven't watched or heard about basketball. You know, My nose has been buried in the football books for the past however long I've been playing football, man. You know, basketball is still there. You know, I have love for the game, but, you know, football is my thing now.
Yeah, so you don't even pay attention to what's going on around you. Like, you just like, bam.
Yeah, no, I mean, I watch some clips, you know, when I'm scrolling or when I see stuff on YouTube. You know, I seen Kyrie had a crazy game winner for the Mavericks, so. That's just the little clips I see on social media and stuff like that for basketball.
So ESPN, like, do you get a chance to, and this is kind of like the unwinding part, you know, do you get a chance to watch ESPN? How's your social media and like, what do you do on your downtime now?
Like I said before, you know, we eat, man. Olami, we like to eat, Kingsley. That's all we do. I mean, the last dinner we went out, we went to a Korean barbecue, all you can eat.
Oh, wow.
Get up on that.
I bet you I shut the place down.
Man, we about to close that store down. We won't get all that food, man.
I love it. Man, before we sign off, man, is there anything that you want the audience or you want the people to know, man?
You know, I just say be grateful with the position. Be grateful for the position that you're in today, man. You know, you never know who got it worse or who got it better. You know, just be grateful for where you are today. You know, keep working. Keep that mentality going. And, you know, things will take off one day. You know, you never know when it is, but as long as you keep working, it'll start coming together. You know, the pieces will start adding together. And, yeah, that's about it, man.
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, it sounds like a excellent advice coming from a young man that, you know, that is doing things himself. So, man, I can't say it any better than that. You know, just keep working. And that's one of the things that we like to preach here. You know, if you keep working and doing that right then, that, you know, eventually you will get those results.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank our phenom freshman, you know, the early enrollee into USC. I can't wait to watch football this year, man. I'm excited. I got a new team to root for, man. I want to wish you all the best in your journey. I know that you've already exhibited that you're a remarkable young man. So I definitely want to wish you all the blessings, all the best things that can happen, man. We wish him for you, man. So good luck on your upcoming season, bro.
Appreciate you, Kingsley. Have a good one, brother.
All right, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. And this is Real Talk with Kingsley. Hit that like button, subscribe, and till next time, keep it real.